Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how when we're slightly acidic, our lymphatic system doesn't function as well. I developed work called Lymphpractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona to help clients with many different health problems. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I really understand science of the lymphatic system that is missed in medicine. Dr. Oz says the lymphatic system is the next frontier in the discovery of health, but it really is ignored in medicine, he says. On today's show, I am explaining how to help digestive issues like irritable bowel syndrome by opening the lymphatic system to reduce inflammation. We all have a lot of inflammation, and it's affecting our lives. I'll explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help how you feel. You know, IBS is a big problem. We see it in all of our families. I know I saw it in my family. After we ate, everybody's always running to the bathroom. And it really is an idea that we either get diarrhea or constipation. But it really, we don't even think about toxicity interfering with the digestive system. Now, I suffered with this most of my life. It was horrible. So I understand where you're coming from. If you're a person who's, you know, you eat something and you're running for the bathroom, trying to find the next bathroom, it was not enjoyable. But I got diagnosed in the 80s, and it wasn't until I was 47, which is 12 years ago, that I did something about it. I learned that my intestines were acidic. I learned that my lymphatic system had a lot to do with my digestion. And I put steps into action, which we're going to talk about. And I haven't had, I'm 59 this year, I haven't had IBS for 12 years. Now, again, I want to reiterate, if I go on vacation and I whoop it up and have a good time, I eat the wrong foods, which are delicious, and I have too many cocktails or don't drink as much water as I should, you're on vacation, you know, you're not following what you normally follow, I start, at the end of my vacation, I start getting a little bit of digestive issues. I just change back to a better diet and it goes away. So again, this isn't about a cure, it's about learning to balance your body so that you can have health. So really, just 30 days after realizing that I was acidic, my problems went away. And it was more than just IBS. I had restless leg syndrome. My back would, and I owned a massage therapy clinic with my wife, and my back would always go out. My hair and beard had big holes in it. My hair, I'd wash it, would be falling out. And I was nauseous for years. I actually even told my wife, hey, I think I'm getting cancer, because I felt horrible. So what is irritable bowel syndrome? It's a group of symptoms including abdominal pain and changes in the pattern of bowel movements without any evidence of underlying damage. That's the key. If we see damage in the intestines, then it becomes more severe. Irritable bowel syndrome is really the lesser of two evils. We could have more severe like Crohn's and colitis. That's where we start seeing damage to the tissue. So with IBS, we don't have that tissue damage yet. So it can be either IBSD, which is meaning you're having more diarrhea, or it could be IBSC, which is you're having more constipation, and it could even be in between. So people with IBS more commonly than others have gastroesophageal reflux disease, and we have to watch out for this, guys, because if you have, if you're not watching GERD, it can make Barrett's esophagus, and actually that leads to cancer. So we really want to be aware of it. Don't just take some antacids. They have more chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, headaches, backaches, and depression and anxiety. And guys, we know that I write that most of these things have to do with the lymphatic system being sluggish and not working and making us toxic, and then our cells get toxic. So we have over 200 lymph nodes in our abdomen and probably thousands of lymph vessels. And this all has to do with removing toxicity from the tissues of the intestines, the small intestine and the colon. So if the lymphatic system is sluggish, then we're starting to fill with excess cellular waste because, remember, every part of our body is always replicating. So our intestines, our colon, they're always replicating to renew themselves. And that waste is what's not being picked up by the lymphatic system. And that waste, those dead cells and other debris like hormones and triglycerides and just parts of cells become trapped and become inflammation. So again, when things swell, there is even a name for a disease that happens to mostly dogs. They don't see it in humans, but it's called lymphangiectasia. It's a dilation of lymph vessels in the abdomen. So remember a minute ago I was just talking that when a lymphatic system isn't working, then we swell. People's arms will swell, their legs will swell, children's brains will swell with hydrocephalus. So here is a disease, lymphangiectasia, where it basically dogs get chronic diarrhea, and they see swelling, dilation of the lymphatic vessels. So there's that idea of excess fluid. Now, before I tell you what I can do to help digestive issues like IBS, let me explain how I can help you in my office. I have seen many people come into me with many different problems. Digestion is normally not their main problem. They have Lyme, they have cancer. But when I feel their abdomen, their intestines, often they're like rocks. They're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be soft. And when they're full, and when they feel like rocks, that means they're full of acid and they're under pressure. And we don't want that. Within a few sessions, people actually that softens. In the first session, it softens, but it tends to come back. But over a few sessions, it softens. They change their diet a little bit, eat a little bit more fruits and vegetables, take a few supplements, and their life changes. So my sessions are fully closed. And if you can't come into Scottsdale, Arizona, you can call me. I can coach you. And within a few minutes of understanding your health problem and how the lymphatic system and balancing your pH can help you, you will see a light bulb will go off and your life will change. So we can do that over phone or Skype, no matter where you live. So in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, I really explain how when we're acidic, it interferes with our lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system must maintain our cells. And when the lymphatic system is working, our cells start getting toxic. And our cells make up everything in the body. So again, I don't only talk about the problem, I actually give you steps to take in my book. So there are some simple things, and you know I'm going to talk about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. We really have to start thinking of this. Wake up in the morning, and what do? We have a drink coffee, we have eggs, we have toast. And again, I do that once in a while, but, you know, I love having baked apples, I love having oatmeal, I love having lentil soup for breakfast, believe it or not. So we have to get away from this idea that I have to have bacon and eggs or a traditional breakfast. You know, we have to eat what our body needs, and it's more alkaline things. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't get fulfilled with, you know, eating more fruits and vegetables. Well, just eat more of it. You know, you can eat more and keep on eating during the day as snacks keep yourself sustained. So diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity in the intestines. An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables. We want to limit grains. We want to limit the pasta, the bread, the cookies. And even sugar, any type of candies, guys. When you see somebody say that you can have a chocolate candy occasionally, we really can't. Occasionally meaning once a week, not once a day. It really is too acidic for our body. So again, if you've been eating pretty healthy and you're still having problems, I'd like you to look up the HAY diet. That's HAY diet. It really separates foods into acid, alkaline, and neutral, and we basically don't combine the foods. We don't combine fruits with with meat. We don't, you know, we have to really watch that. So I don't want to spend a lot of time here, but go look that up, the HAY diet. And what I did is I basically, when I learned that I was acidic, I basically just ate fruits and vegetables. My wife would just make a big pan of roasted vegetables, and I would eat that. I would have salads, and I did that for a month. And it wasn't easy, but I kept on seeing a difference. I started feeling better. And I can tell you, the first 2 weeks, you start feeling a little worse because you're releasing all this waste. And it, you know, and that's why you want to prepare. Make sure you're doing it right. Make sure you're doing it slowly. Make sure you're drinking water. We don't want to rush into this. You can take products like magnesium. Many buffering products out there have magnesium or potassium or even baking soda. And I really like a green drink. This is a powdered green drink. It's not a protein drink. It really is about getting fruits and vegetables and probiotics and good things for your body, because we don't get the 9 to 12 vegetables and fruits that we're supposed to get each day. And intermittent fasting. I am big on intermittent fasting. Every time we eat, we create inflammation in our body. This has been proven. So we want to go through periods where we eat less. And if you can't do like what I did, where I took a month and I just ate fruits and vegetables and took alkalinizing supplements and systemic enzymes, they're also a key to break down waste in the intestines, try it 3 days a week. try it one day a week if you're unable to do it. But a lot of research is coming out on how intermittent fasting, you know, eating less for 3 to 4 days a week each week can really make a difference in your body by cleaning yourself each week. But instead of just going down to limiting what you eat, I would eat just alkaline, strictly alkaline foods, fruits and vegetables, and typically I would eat them raw. So we need to be hydrated because water is really the body's way to detox. When you drink water, you're flushing your intestines. So if we're dehydrated, then that acid gets to build up. So the water we want to drink is mountain spring water, alkaline water. And if you're going to drink RO, reverse osmosis, or distilled, we want to add minerals back in. Otherwise, we're putting acid right back into our body. So daily exercise is really key. You know, I went through a period where I just took a lot of supplements and I didn't exercise and I was okay, but I still had little problems. Once I started to exercise, I did a lot better. And it really is the fact that when we exercise for 20 minutes a day, and a study has proven this, we reduce inflammation in our body. And that's the goal here, right, is to reduce inflammation. So make sure you get on a plan to sort of move your blood, a little bit of exercise, nothing too intense, but we do have to get our heart rate up. And posture, if we're sitting and slouching all the time, guys, then we're limiting our lymphatic system all by ourselves. So deep breathing actually pulls waste through your body, through your intestines, and intestines, and can actually open up many blockages that may be occurring. So simply, we have to help the body balance its pH, activate the lymphatic system in the intestines to improve circulation and natural detoxification. We have three vessels in our abdomen that drain the whole lower body. So whether you have varicose veins, swelling in your legs, knee problems, hip problems, digestive issues, it's really about these three vessels called the cisterna chyli. When these three vessels block in your abdomen, then the whole lower body blocks. And these three vessels go into one vessel, the main lymphatic duct, the thoracic duct. So, you know, in any highway, when you go from three lanes to one, what happens? We get a backup. Same thing happening here with the cisterna chyli, three vessels in the abdomen. And if you go on my YouTube channel and put in cisterna chyli, I do have some videos on how to open that up, and it's really simple. So in my office, I help people go through a lymphatic system detoxification over a few weeks. It's gentle, it's fully closed, and you feel relaxed. Every time you come, you will feel more relaxed than you've ever felt in your life. I guarantee it. Now, basically, you need to start taking some alkalinizing supplements, magnesium, potassium, take some Epsom salt baths really once or twice a week, and systemic enzymes. These really make a big difference in helping to break down waste in the body. Look at what foods you're eating. Are you eating acid or alkaline? Are you combining too many foods at once? Maybe you have to look at the hay diet. And if we take medications, guys, medications make us acidic. Even though they're meant to help us and make us feel better, studies have been done, and they make us they deplete magnesium in the body. So they're leading to making us more acidic. And, you know, most people are taking, you know, 3 to 5 medications. I see people in my office who are taking 14 different medications for pain, epilepsy, all these different things. And not until they get off these medications with their doctor's help do they start, that's when they start doing better. When we're taking a lot of medications, and of course never stop a medication without your doctor's help. If I can help you guys, go to my website, osipinskihealthacademy.com. If you have any questions, if you have any input for me, you can contact me there. There's an acid alkaline food chart on the bottom of the homepage. So if you don't understand what's acid and what's alkaline, there's a basic chart there that will help you understand what foods you can eat and what food you should eat less of. Hey, on Thursday's show, I will be explaining how to help cancer with lymphatic system detoxification. In my practice, I see a lot of clients with cancer, and I'll tell you, they do a lot better. They feel better. They get their life back. It's like they get revived when they get a few lymphatic sessions to, again, get their cells to get oxygen, get the toxicity out of their body, and they do a lot better. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system is really making a difference in your life, because this is what it's all about, guys, having a healthy and happy life. And we don't want to be toxic, because that's taking away our life. So I want to thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski, and I hope you have a balanced and joyful life.